Join me in a spirit of prayer. Our Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto your sight. May those things said this morning that are true be engraved upon every heart. Anything said that is false, may it be quickly forgotten and cause no harm. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. Our gospel lesson for today is found in Matthew's gospel. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, that they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All of this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. May God add understanding to the reading of that word. When the disciples came to Jesus asking him to teach them how to pray, one of the petitions that he gave them in what we call the Lord's Prayer is this: "Lead us not into temptation." In my own life, when I have faced very difficult decisions that I had to make, and to use Robert Frost's analogy, there were two roads, and neither looked better than the other, I would do my own variation of that petition in the Lord's Prayer. My variation was this: "Lord, if you do not want me to do this, then don't tempt me, because I am weak and I will fail." I think the Apostle Paul knew that feeling, because in his letter to the Romans, he wrote in part, "I know what I should do, but I just don't seem to be able to do it. And I know the very thing that I shouldn't do, but I can't help myself. I seem to do that. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me from this situation?" And then almost as an afterthought, he pens, "Ah, Christ Jesus can save me from this dilemma." Temptation is a universal human event. We have all faced temptations. Sometimes we have been able to resist the temptation, and more often than what we'd like to admit, we have not been able to resist the temptation's allure. In the early church, just knowing that Jesus was tempted was a great comfort to them, because they faced temptations of the faith in ways that I believe we find hard to imagine. Daily, they faced the temptation of renouncing the faith in order to get a job, walking away from the worshiping community because it was an easier thing to do with their families, or because they just became too busy with too many other things to do, and worship within the community of faith just got crowded out because other things seemed more important. They were tempted to deny the faith like Peter did, because to admit that they were a follower of Jesus would have detrimental consequences to them. It may even cost them their life. And to know that Jesus faced three temptations was indeed of great comfort to them, because he went ahead of them. He showed them what a faithful life was like. He interceded for them and he prayed for them. The author to the letter of the Hebrews wrote that we have a high priest, unlike any earthly high priest, who knows our frailties and our weaknesses and has indeed been tempted in every way as we have been tempted. But he did not sin. And he intercedes on our behalf with our Father in heaven, who sits upon the throne. I have a little help or a little guide that I want to share with you today as you leave the worship area, because in this season of Lent, it is good that we be aware of our temptations. For the longest time, I always thought that temptations and testing was something bad. But then as I was researching this text and reflecting upon this, I realized that it was not. That our temptations and that the tests that we face in life help us come to an understanding of who we really are. As an old country song says, if you don't know what you stand for, you'll fall for anything. And so our temptations, our times of testing, show us our real values. Each and every one of us will face temptations throughout this day and tomorrow and the day after and the day after. Each of the 40 days between now and the celebration of Easter, when we mark the resurrection of the Lord and the message of the women who went to the tomb. It strikes me that Jesus' temptations, though they were unique to him, are also universal in their nature. And so I have little Christ cards, little scripture cards prepared for you as you leave. And I would encourage you to read this several times in the day. Put it in your pocket, in your billfold purse, or on your mirror so that you see it and as you begin your day and as your day draws to a close. They are reminders that Jesus gives to us about those things that give our life true meaning. When we are tempted to live by the values of this world, we can remember the words of Jesus, "You shall not live by bread alone." When you are tempted to do something that you know you shouldn't do and just hope that God sees you through the temptation successfully, you can recall Jesus' words, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." And when you are tempted to give your commitment to your family of faith, when you're tempted to relegate it as an afterthought and to allow our life together to be squeezed out because you are too busy or there are too many other activities going on, you can remember Jesus' words, "Worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." To God be the glory both now and forevermore. Would you join me in the spirit of prayer? Our Lord God, we bow before you, cognizant of the temptations that we face, asking for your strength and your courage. And when we pray that petition that you lead us not into temptation, we must not also forget that we pray that you deliver us from evil. That as we lean upon you rather than our own might, we will be freed from the temptation. And we will grow closer to you and stronger in the faith. Lord God, we pray for those members of our community of faith and our communion who cannot be here today because of other events that go on in life. We especially lift up in prayer Pat Crawford and ask that your healing touch be upon her as she recovers in her hospital. Lord God, we pray for those who mourn the loss of opportunities, the loss of family members, the loss of other loved ones. Give them comfort and bless them with many happy memories. We pray for those who are sick and injured and dying and ask that your healing touch be with them, that your hand of comfort will be with them as they pass from this reality into the next reality. We pray for those who find themselves feeling completely helpless as they watch a loved one suffer or pass into your eternal presence, who find themselves being victimized by circumstances beyond their control. Give them the strength to take ownership and not be victims. Lord God, help us to remember we live our lives under your providential care. And that as we were reminded in the sacrament of baptism today, you have claimed us and you love us with an everlasting love. We pray for the President of the United States, the Governor of the State of Illinois, for all elected and appointed officials within our own communities and our nation. We pray for the leaders and the rulers of the world. Lord God, humble them. Help them to come to the realization that this world belongs to you. Lord God, answer all of our various and sundry prayers. Answer them according to your will, but most importantly, Lord, give us the perception to discern your will as we go about the living of our daily lives. In your name, we very humbly pray. Amen.